So hello and welcome, and I am really thrilled today. I have someone on the call that I believe just has his heart in the right place, and then he has his businesses in the right place, and he helps people give to charity, which I love, and then he helps people grow their businesses, which I love. So how could we go wrong? I'd like to introduce you to Chad McGilsey. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing well, Erica. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a growth spurt. I'm not sure exactly what that means. One thing, maybe we should do a shout out for Travis. We met through an organization, a group called Ronins, and it's fabulous. So a little shout out to Travis for connecting us. And Chad, maybe just if you want to start with, I don't know, like what kind of, I don't know how to ask this correctly. Like, what gets you going? What lights you up? What gives you like joy?
Oh, that's not the question I thought you were going to ask me. So, okay, let me think that through. Lots of things. My wife and dogs, we're huge dog people. Eric and I had talked that I built a dog products company in the past, and a lot of my life kind of revolves around my two French bulldogs. So that's a big part of my life. Travel has been a big part of my life. My wife and I have been married for 8 years. I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, so all kinds of different entrepreneurship things get me going. Ever since I was a little kid, I had an entrepreneurial spirit, so that's just part of my makeup. And I'm a big believer in the idea of, building your wealth while making the world a better place around you as you do it. So I, used that philosophy to build some businesses in the past, and I teach that to people now. In a course and consulting and all that, and I
What
want
are
to see that mindset.
your cute dog's names?
Brock and Beast, they're two little French bulldogs, which kind of like, if you don't have French bulldogs, the best way I can describe them is they're like a Disney Pixar like pet monster. They're like adorable, but
That's a great description.
they are. They're gross and but adorable, and they make you laugh all the time. It's like having pet clown monsters.
I think for me, because I'm into horses, just I can take a picture. It's like when my first baby was born. Like, here's a picture of her sleeping. Okay, here's a
Right.
picture of her sleeping on her side.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Look, she smiled.
Yeah, I was looking at my Google Photos the other day, and I mean, we literally have thousands of photos of our dogs. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'd like you to, if you don't mind, just taking a little tour down memory lane for the dog breath company that you built from zero to hero in
Sure.
such a rapid fashion. And I know that's kind of what led to your new, well, it's not new, but led to your passion that you do now. Just tell us a little bit about that. It was so exciting.
It was a dog products brand. Our first product was a breath spray, but it had a lot of other different products as well. But yeah, built it and had a seven-figure exit about 2.5 years after taking the first sale. So it was a pretty quick thing. It was somewhat organic based off of my dogs, and our first product was a breath spray, and it's because my dog Brock, we were sitting on I'm recording this podcast episode in my living room, and we were sitting on the couch just off to my right, and watching TV, and he was cuddling on my shoulder, and adorable as can be, but just gross breath. So that kind of got me thinking of dental products, but there were products in the market for dog breath, but they all the ones I could find had ingredients that I was hesitant about, and that was kind of what got my wheels spinning. I took some business training. Shout out to a guy named Ryan Moran, who I learned a lot from. But yeah, I built an audience of people who love dogs, and released a product with a strong differentiating factor. As we released a breath spray that didn't have any grain alcohol in it, and all the other products at the time seemed to have grain alcohol, and there had been some studies showing that that can be harmful to your dogs. So we went to market with a differentiated product, and that meant a lot to a lot of
Wow.
people. And our brand
Wow.
supported whenever we'd have a thing, whenever somebody would send in a photo of their dog and the product that we bought or that they bought, we would donate to help fund the surgery of an individual dog with cancer. So we were, while building the company, we were, you know, trying to save dogs' lives. And, you know, we were able to, you know, I don't want to take all the credit or anything, but successfully really help some people that, you know, had to decide between paying their rent or saving their dog. And we were able to help them do that. So my audience got really behind the brand and the products. They loved, they were good products, but also really behind the mission of the company. And we grew very, very quickly.
You know, there's a word that's just showing up for me, and I don't think this is the right word, but it was like, you have to forgive me because I did take your course on it, Scott's Honors, right? Was it hyper niche?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a term I used. I think what you're probably thinking of is hyper personalized.
Right. Just so, hyper, really like hyper personalized, because it's really interesting because that's sort of been a theme for me. Like my site is horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've always felt that when things are personalized, they matter more, you know?
Absolutely. Like 10 times more. People care about what they can. When you're talking about a charity mission and supporting like good and change in the world, people care about what they can see as opposed to like, you know, a more abstract thing. So the example that I use, so my course that we're referencing is Give and Profit. And it's kind of the idea of, you know, supporting a charity mission while growing your company. But the hyper personalized stuff that we're talking about has to do with the charity mission. If you just, hey, we support dog charities, nobody cares because you don't know if that charity donation is mm-hmm. going to the, you know, marketing campaign of the charity or some right. board member's overpriced salary. We're like, no, here's this dog, Brutus. Here's his photo. Here's his family's story. We are funding Brutus's surgery. So like this month,
right.
all the, you know, for everybody that sends in a photo, we're going to take a couple bucks of that profit and donate it directly to save this dog, Brutus's life. And then we keep our customers updated on that. And then everybody feels a part of like a real tangible mission, you know, and
think,
that hyper-specific thing makes all the difference. And
one of my roles was providing philanthropy for a wealthy Intel co-founder. And I remember presenting the scholarship applications, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd already approved like $500,000 to be given to these kids. So I knew the funds were in the kitty, right?
Right.
But I would go and really carefully look at each individual. And then I'd work with the individual on their application. And mm-hmm. then I made the application. I worked with the career centers to build applications that even if they didn't get it, they would write down all the courses they wanted to take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this process that was so interesting because I felt like it did good beyond like that individual person. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that does. Definitely.
When you look at these reviews that you get, why don't you just have a little fun with explaining that to my audience? Because they are all entrepreneurs. They all have their own businesses.
The reviews I get, are you talking about like the content of my Give and Profit course or what are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause yeah, I mean, it's mainly for e-commerce people. I mean, this could work for anybody selling products or services, I suppose, but the course is really designed, or largely marketed for e-commerce people. But the idea is, you know, you get a lot of user generated content and really positive product reviews, doing the strategy, and it obviously makes a lot of, you know, difference and does real good in the world as well. But the idea is whatever your brand is. And I mean, I use the example of a dog niche, but if you have a, let's say an environmental brand and you want to, you know, you plant a tree for every person that sends in a photo of their purchase or whatever your hyper-specific mission is. When people send in a photo with their product that they purchased, we have, or I'd have a VA, or you could do it yourself, I suppose, would respond back with a collage of the photo they sent in and the person, dog, whatever the hyper-specific mission is that you're helping. And like, so in, with my dog company, it was pets helping pets, and somebody would send in a photo of their dog. We'd reply with a collage of the photo of the dog we're donating to and their dog and say, hey, thank your dog, you know, or thank you for being part of this pets helping pets thing. And it just opens up a goodwill line of communication, and you're giving first, you're showing value, you're inviting them to be part of the mission. Then you say, hey, by the way, how'd you like the product? Most people, 9 out of 10, are going to be like, I love it. I love what you stand for. You know, great product too. Awesome. Would you mind leaving a review for us? And that can be a really powerful way to get reviews for your products. And it can also like prevent negative reviews, which is just as important.
Exactly.
Like one-star review, like preventing a one-star review on a platform like Amazon, for example, is worth like 5 to 10 five-star reviews. So if you have this goodwill, open communication with a customer, they love what you're doing, they love your charity mission, what your business is about, and you say, hey, how do you like the product? And they're like, well, it didn't work for me. That allows you to talk to somebody who already likes you, you know, address the problem, give them a refund, and prevent what would otherwise likely be a negative review. So there's a lot of...
Right, because they're getting... A lot of times what happens when people are doing reviews is they want to be heard. I mean, they just want to be heard. They feel like they're not being heard. And so it's almost like you're hyper-listening to their concerns and addressing them, and then they don't feel they have to do the review. Like, they feel listened to already. Like, it changes the chemistry. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I got some weird 5-star reviews back in the day that said, product didn't work for me, but 5 stars, I love the brand and what they're about. And it's like, otherwise that would have been a 1-star review if you hadn't done the give and profit.
You know, like, my dog's breath is so bad, your spray didn't even help.
Well, no, hey, it was damaged during shipping, it showed up late, or
something. Right. Always something, right?
So like turning something that could have been a 1-star review into a 5-star review, or you know, at least, you know, neutral, no review, that can mean lots of things to your business's bottom line.
So tell me a little bit now about, like, what's your forecast, Chad, because you've done so much and you've achieved so much and you're still so young. So
youngish. Kind
of, yeah, youngish. Well, yeah. It's comparative.
I've got a lot of, I don't know, I've got my hands in a few different cookie jars. I'm doing a lot of things now. You know, I have the giveandprofit.com course that we've talked about. I do, you know, micro investing through, you know, what you mentioned with the Ronin deals, and that's a whole nother thing that we can talk about another day. I do some real estate investing. I do some one-on-one consulting specifically for like dog businesses, other dog businesses. My Give and Profit course isn't just for dog businesses. That's for anybody, but I do one-on-one consulting for e-commerce dog businesses. My wife and I have kicked around the idea of making a French Bulldog specific, another dog brand, but just for French Bulldogs.
My goodness.
So I've got a lot of things I'm doing.
That's really light. You know, and what I'm being shown is that your dogs would like to help.
Yeah, I think they miss being the dog models.
Yeah. They're like, why aren't we the center of your businesses anymore?
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly.
It's just been lovely having you. Hey, how can we reach you and find out more?
It's been great talking to you too. You know, for how to reach me, I guess, depending on what somebody wants to talk about, like my Give and Profit training is just giveandprofit.com. My dog consulting stuff is called somedogmillionaires.com. And, you know, anything else, people just can find me on social media.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.